You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, Dr. Cheryl White takes a look at one of America's favorite pop culture legends, Area 51.
This week, we turn our attention to a persistent legend that originates in the western United States in the middle of the 20th century. And there is perhaps no story that has spawned more popular culture interest than this one, that of Area 51, the most famous military base in the world that apparently, according to our own government, does not even exist, except perhaps as a remote extension of Edwards Air Force Base in California. Somewhere in the deserts of Nevada, outside Las Vegas, perhaps stretching even further west towards the California border, this mysterious government installation purportedly can be found. Or can it? The United States government will not say. What we know is that the casual road tripper across the American West cannot drive to it, and airspace over the area is restricted. To add to the intrigue, conspiracy theories who have studied the elusive base insist that the very name of Area 51 has been eliminated or redacted from official government documents that they have been able to obtain. And what is the origin of the name Area 51? No one seems to know that either. So it is that Area 51 in urban legend is connected now to a variety of possibilities. That of alien spaceship remains, extraterrestrial beings that the government is concealing, or perhaps the results of nuclear experiments gone horribly awry. To be sure, Area 51 is a gold mine for conspiracy theorists and the overactive human imagination. Adding to the mystery is the fact that satellite imaging confirms large hangar-like buildings on a compound rumored to be the elusive Area 51 mentioned in CIA documents, although no one will confirm that either, or speak directly to the purpose and mission of the isolated desert installation. In recent history, Area 51 has been somewhat demystified by the accounts coming forth from pilots who tested experimental aircraft there, including stealth spy planes similar to the U-2 craft flown by Francis Gary Powers, who was shot down over the Soviet Union in 1960. More than likely, the base known as Area 51 is a secret because, well, sometimes the military must keep secrets. Such is the development of experimental aircraft and sophisticated weaponry. For instance, Area 51 borders a Nevada test site that was known to have been used for nuclear experiments, and its remote location is therefore completely explainable. As to the rumors of alien spacecraft and the government proof of extraterrestrial life, these are legends that simply originate in the unknown. The mystery of this remote place and its restricted access by land or by air contributes to the exaggerations. As we have explored previously, there is a similar theme in the Area 51 mystique, and it resonates with a now familiar mistrust of the unknown, especially when that unknown is controlled by our government. As a people, we believe we have a right to know. And certainly a remote military installation with restricted access and an unpublished purpose evokes our deepest suspicions. As for evidence of aliens, that's the subject of a future Shadow Files. Stay tuned.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.